If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Think fast!
Well, we're going to try to think fast, at least on the Brett Maga Show. So how Think Fast works is AB, who is terrible at all of these games, actually writes the questions. We eliminated her from playing this game because her brain does not think fast.
Yep.
AB asks us a question, and whoever can yell out the answer the fastest way possible. No buzzers. It's just the first answer that pops in her head. AB is the final judge. You need to be a little bit more serious judge, okay?
Okay.
You're a little loose on giving people points
here.
Yeah,
we want hard.
Okay, well, then
rules.
You guys have to bring it.
It's Hannah, okay. Myself, and Kevin who play against each other. You just yell out the answers as soon as you think of them. Best of five, right?
Yes, best of five. All right, first question. Name an animal that would make a terrible emotional support pet.
Jaguar.
Clearly, I won.
Okay, I heard Hannah first.
No way!
Why would a panda be bad?
Because
they're soft and cuddly.
No,
a
they're big and they eat a lot of bamboo.
Eyes out.
I don't need them eating. When I'm an emotional support animal, I need to eat a lot of ice cream. I'm sad. I'm depressed. The panda's eating all of it. I have great answers.
A jaguar would literally claw your eyes out.
A jaguar is my favorite animal of all time. That how dare you say that?
What did Kevin say?
I said an ant.
Who gets the point? Clearly me.
my mom's in the corner shouting. Okay, I heard Hannah first.
This is crap. I hate this game.
Sore right. Throat and all, still getting the dub. Yeah.
Oh, one. Jaguar is a terrible answer.
Okay, but you guys all had good. That was good, guys. Okay. Number two, what's a food that would make a horrible candle scent?
Banana.
Banana's a beautiful scent. That is, it's probably one of my favorite smells of all time. It's just so
I
great.
Think Kevin gets that point. He
For
said
banana?
It.
I think banana is
Brett
a candle.
Got the point.
Yes.
Really?
And I don't like the scent.
No, it's a beautiful smell. I cannot wait till I cannot wait to watch this man eat a banana. I will put it all over Instagram.
Okay, well, I already said Kevin, so.
I am being protested
bring it,
against.
Brett. Okay.
I am actually dominating this game. My best performance yet.
My ears just aren't hearing you, I guess. What is a weird item you'd panic about losing, but never actually use?
An virginity.
Virginity's not an object.
Yeah, you're worried about it all the time. You panic, and then some people never really lose it. 40-year-old virgin, Steve Carell.
What did you say, Kevin?
I said an olive.
Oh, my God, I'm asking for follow-ups. It's who answers the question first.
I don't know who's answering it first.
The person who didn't lose their virginity. I'll tell you, I didn't lose it first.
Okay, Brett. I'll give you the point. So everyone's tied.
That was a pity vote.
No, please.
Since when do we do pity votes around
How
here?
How I lost my virginity. Pity.
Okay. What sound would ruin a relaxing spa day?
He had it, like, ready to go.
That was clear as day,
like,
Kevin.
This guy is not lighting banana-flavored
right
candles
there.
And doing spa days.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
All right. 2-1-1.
We have one more question.
Mm. Okay. This is an intense one.
What's a text that would start a family group chat war?
I hate you.
Damn.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yeah. That would start it.
So we have Hannah 2, Kevin 2?
And I had all of the early
points.
Okay,
well, I have one last question.
Oh, tiebreaker.
So Kevin versus Hannah.
I don't even get to play. I've been pushed out of the game.
Yeah.
Brett's actually done the best he's ever
Thank
done.
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. Save that, Kevin,
okay.
for life.
Okay.
What is something that should never be crunchy but sometimes is?
Brett's beard.
A-holes.
What?
I was just, not only did I was cheated out of winning.
Why is that on the top
the
of your
winning,
mind?
The winning point was me being made fun of. I hope
As
you,
it should be.
I hope you deduct his points for that and he does not get the win. Hannah, would you like to give a real answer?
I can't even think past that. That was too good.
Pudding.
I hope your pudding is never crunchy.
I hope you step on a Lego.